while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. An important message from MnDOT with the biggest snowstorm in years ready to hit the metro. A former Hennepin County board candidate is found guilty in a viral case. And city leaders in Minneapolis have a warning about a new phishing scam. But first, SWAT is responding to shots fired in southwestern Minnesota in Appleton as local buildings go into lockdown. The Swift County Sheriff's Office is confirming that multiple agencies are currently at the scene near Roos Avenue following reports of two men firing shots from a potentially stolen vehicle. Local hospitals and city offices are on lockdown, and emergency helicopters have staged at the municipal airport to support the ongoing response. Authorities are expected to release further updates once the area is secured. A winter storm warning is in place for substantial snowfall. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
Most of the models are coming in at 8 to 16 inches of snow. Most of them are targeting the Twin Cities on the northern edge of the heavy band and the southern edge of it pushing down to Owatonna, Rochester. So that's kind of the sweet spot for the heavy snow. I have seen some models go even higher, but I haven't seen any under 8.
The snow will taper off on Sunday, but wind will be an issue for blowing and drifting snow then. Stay with WCCO Radio for the latest on the weather. You can also take us anywhere on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Delta issuing travel waivers for Midwest hubs ahead of these expected winter storms. Major travel disruptions are expected through March 15th as a significant system brings heavy snow and wind to the Twin Cities and surrounding regions. The airline is currently allowing passengers to rebook flights without change fees to help mitigate the impact of the inclement weather. Operations will continue to be monitored as the storm develops over the weekend. And an important message from MnDOT on the storm.
Get your stuff done before Saturday afternoon, if at all possible, and plan to, you know the phrase, hunker down.
We're looking at hours and hours of snowfall as well. Probably 24 hours of straight snowfall in some parts of the area.
MnDOT's Ann Meyer says they're expecting 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour, which she says can be challenging for the plows to keep up with. But she says drivers are ready and gearing up for a long weekend.
We'll be staffing up into the weekend and carrying that through with crews working 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. From now until roads are back into the clear.
Meyer says it's helpful that most of the snow is expected overnight Saturday into Sunday morning when there are fewer drivers on the roads. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A former Hennepin County board candidate is found guilty in a viral tarantula harassment case. Following a 2024 renters dispute, Marissa Simonetti was accused of attempting to force an Airbnb guest to leave her Edina home by playing loud music, banging pots and pans, and tossing a live tarantula at that guest down a staircase. Simonetti has now been convicted on all counts against her, including fifth-degree assault, disorderly conduct, and harassment, after a jury deliberated for less than an hour. The verdict comes as Simonetti is campaigning for a U.S. Senate seat. She's set to be sentenced on May 1st. City leaders in Minneapolis are warning the public about a sophisticated zoning permit phishing scam that's making the rounds. Planning Director Meg Mahone says that scammers are using public meeting agendas to target land use applicants with highly detailed fake invoices.
They craft these emails that include pretty detailed information about the projects, the applicants, will have the names of city officials in an attempt to kind of trick them into thinking that these are coming from the city, and then they include invoices, fake invoices to pay fake application fees.
She says the city has responded by adding payment disclaimers to all of their current forms and says applicants should verify all requests directly with their assigned project planner or by calling 311. Mike Moiske, the father of 10-year-old Harper Moiske, who was killed in last year's mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church and School in South Minneapolis, addressed the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety this morning. Moiske was speaking in favor of a bill banning the possession of semi-automatic military-style assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition magazines, particularly AR-15s.
If a weapon that someone prefers for sport is also the weapon that repeatedly shows up in the deadliest attacks in our schools and churches, then we should at least have the courage the courage to ask that weapon if it belongs in our civilian life. Because right now we're prioritizing hobbies and convenience over the lives of our children.
8-year-old Fletcher Merkel was also killed in that shooting, which wounded more than 24 others. Finally, St. Paul City officials touting the success of the city's Downtown Improvement District Ambassador Program.
There are two different types of ambassadors. John Bannimer with the St. Paul Downtown Alliance.
Our cleaning ambassadors, you'll often see them with a broom and a dustpan, just clean up light trash into public spaces, that's the sidewalks, our parks. And we have safety ambassadors that work on the light rail platforms as well as do roving patrols downtown. And that includes the Skyway system.
The program, founded in 2021, covers 90 blocks and has helped make significant improvements to the city. Downtown Alliance President Joe Spencer.
We recorded almost 1 million different ways that our ambassadors made a difference in downtown. Hundreds of thousands of pieces of trash got picked up, 5,000 graffiti tags got cleaned up and removed. I think we had 3,000 wellness checks.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.